This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alright, what's up guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking on TikTok and Instagram's ongoing beef. And I know a lot of people will be thinking to themselves, what do you mean? How do they got beef? Why would they have beef? They're two of the biggest platforms in the world. You would think that they would be wanting to share the spotlight, right? And creators, you know, they just be multicultural. Is that a thing? I don't know. But anyways, you would think that there would be no beef between Instagram and TikTok, but there is. There is legitimate beef between Instagram and TikTok. Now, the thing that I've noticed with both Instagram and TikTok is that I can post an Instagram video on YouTube, that video would do numbers. Especially if I'm posting a short, that video would do numbers. I could post a TikTok to YouTube, that video would do numbers. I literally have the proof. Check my my short section on my main channel. Check my short section on my gaming channel. I got videos on both channels that do crazy numbers, right? But so anyways, so one thing that I've noticed is that if I post an Instagram video on the TikTok, no attention. Little to no attention. There might be some videos that get some attention, but it's the same thing with TikTok to Instagram. So Instagram to TikTok, TikTok to Instagram, it is the same exact thing. There is like little to no attention. It is the craziest thing ever. It's like you have that support. Well, you know what? No, actually, I take that back. So recently, I noticed this maybe a couple of days ago, or was it yesterday? It was at some point in time, but I noticed that with TikTok. So if you guys are frequent TikTok users, you know that they have it where you can have your Instagram and your YouTube channel linked to the TikTok app, right? So if you go to a person's profile, if you go to my profile, you'll see that my Instagram and my YouTube is linked in the description area of my profile, right? So anyways, recently I just noticed that there's no TikTok to Instagram support now. Like what it'll do is that if I go to a person's TikTok account, right? So what'll happen is like, okay, I see that they got an Instagram. I'm like, oh, let me check out their Instagram. Rather than just taking me to the Instagram app that's installed, and maybe I just gotta update the app or something, update both TikTok and Instagram, then I'll see if that fixes anything. But if not that, okay. All right, so it's funny. I search up Instagram. TikTok is right underneath, and both of the apps are up to date. So that's what trips me on. Let me just check again. Let me actually click on the apps and see, because it might be a thing. Okay, so I clicked on Instagram. Oh, TikTok. Okay, so TikTok has an update. All right, I'm gonna test it out, and I'm gonna see what's going on. But I'm telling you right now, if going to TikTok and then I go and try to click onto my profile and go to my Instagram, and instead of sending me to the Instagram app, it sends me to Google Chrome, which is, I don't have an issue with that. At least with Google, it's like if it does that, then it'll have that option where it's like, would you like to open this profile on Instagram, rather than just going straight to Instagram. It's a weird thing, man. But okay, all right, so let's go ahead and see. Okay, TikTok is opening. I'm going to my profile, discard, because I don't plan on posting that video. Instagram, it sent me right straight to Google instead of sending me to Instagram. I have the app installed on my phone. I made sure of it that I have the app. I go on Instagram every day on my phone. So it really trips me out that all of a sudden now, Instagram and TikTok, like, I feel like their beef is getting stronger, you know? And it's crazy because it's like, you see mostly, okay, so because this is my thing, right? At the end of the day, it could be any platform that I choose to use, right? But I choose to use Instagram and I choose to use TikTok. Now, you would think that the Instagrammer and the TikToker would get the best possible experience that they will get on those apps. Why is it that at times, Instagram, I'm trying to think of some weird stuff Instagram will do. I'll have to say, if anything's their algorithm. Okay, so that's probably, yeah, that's just what I was pretty much talking about and stuff. The algorithm, when it comes to content, it's like, you know, you see some of my other videos where they get thousands, freaking, I got videos on TikTok with millions of views. And you would think, like, okay, like, all my videos would roughly be like that, right? And it seems like that. At times, it's like, my own followers don't be seeing my videos. Now, I don't know what's up with that, but I'm like, that's a weird thing, bruh. Because I'm like, if people are on TikTok on a regular basis, you would think that my followers would see my videos before anybody, right? But that's not, okay, because the thing is like, that's not only a TikTok, that's like everywhere. YouTube is the same way. Instagram is the same way. TikTok is the same way. It's like, and Instagram, I feel like Instagram is just as worse. Now, I don't know, maybe it might be a following thing, but I'm like, yeah, Instagram is just as worse. Because I'm like, there's a lot of the times, because I'm like, you guys, that's the one thing about it, is that you guys shouldn't be focused on each other. You should be focused on your app. You should be focused on trying to give a person a better experience. But I feel like when I use both Instagram and TikTok, Instagram, I can post something, nobody sees it. Nobody sees it. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, I got over 1,000 active followers, okay? Maybe not all of them might not be active, but I know a good majority of them. My thing is this: if they can see my story, why can they not see a post when I post a picture? Why can they not see when I post a video? Why can they not see when I post a reel? I'm saying it trips me out, where it's like, I can post all different things throughout the day on Instagram, and I'm like, and it seems like at times, like with Reels, and I feel like because that's like the latest thing that they want everybody, that's what's going to generate more attention onto Instagram, and it seems like when you post those, that's when it'll get some attention. But other than that, you could post a picture, you could post just a regular video, no attention. No attention whatsoever. And I'm like, it really trips me out. I'm like, fam, if you want people to use your guys' app, your app has to work. But I'm like, and I think I was just talking on this with the mobile games. It's like, if you guys want people to use this app, then it's like, you got to showcase that this is a working app. You got to showcase. You can't be doing like, oh, the like, because I feel like when they be trying to promote social media, like when they try to promote TikTok and Instagram, like let's say if they were to come out with commercials right now, it'll come off as like one of those commercials where it's like the person that's behind the commercial had no idea what they were doing the commercial for. But there was like, I know a little bit about Instagram or TikTok, let's just slap some things together for about 15-30 seconds and call it a day. And I'm like, no, you gotta showcase the creators that be on TikTok on a regular basis, coming up with new ideas, got about 100 million videos in their draft, like an actual TikTok user. Same with Instagram. You guys got to start doing that stuff, because I'm like, it really trips me out when I use these apps and I'm like, fam, What am I using right now? Like, these wasn't the apps that I, when I very first got into them. Like, I remember when I very first got into Instagram, and it was a different environment. It seemed like that, you know, because of how new it was to the scene, like, they made sure of it. Like, let's gather up as many people as we possibly could. Now, I'm not saying that it's a app that doesn't work. Like, it works to a certain extent, but at the same time, I'm like, fam, I feel like it could be better. Same with TikTok. You know, I feel like that there could be things that's added to TikTok that can make the app better. Same with Instagram. But I'm like, rather than competing with one another, I'm saying though, like, you guys should be doing things that's going to help the creators that like makes TikTok and Instagram into what it is. Because if you sit down and think about it, when they post, like, because YouTube, in my opinion, that's the biggest video platform. YouTube is the biggest video platform, and I feel like that's why they don't even be tripping about that type of stuff, because they know at the end of the day, ain't nothing gonna happen to us. You'll see an Instagram reel compilation on YouTube. You'll see a TikTok compilation on YouTube. That was one of the things that was, like, it really tripped me out with Vine. I remember when Vine, when it was, like, making its way through the scenes, and everybody was probably thinking along those lines, like, oh, yeah, Vine, It's a short app. Like, you ain't gotta spend too much time on a video, but at the same time, you can get a point across in a video, you know, in a 7-second video. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people were thinking that, like, oh, this is going to kill YouTube, right? You've seen people putting together Vine compilations on YouTube. You'll see a Logan Paul Vine compilation. You'll see a King of Bash Vine compilation. You'll see, I'm trying to think of some other Viners from back in the day. Brittany Furlon. These are just people that I was following. There was this one guy, like Brandon Calvillo or something like that. David Dobrik, because I know that they were cool with one another at one point in time. I'm trying to think of some other, yeah, you know, you'll see all those different guys in their Vine compilations from back in the day, like 2013, 2014, like when Vine was in its prime, bro. And the thing is this, YouTube never had, like, lost any sight when it came to, like, influencers. And because you've seen where a lot of those Viners, where did they end up going when Vine has shut down? They went to YouTube. So in my opinion, YouTube will always, and I mean, unless they start doing some more wild stuff, but I see it as, like, if they continue doing wild stuff and another video platform comes out and it's a lot better, then I can see a lot of people going, it's just kind of like another kick in Twitch situation and stuff. I might do a podcast episode talking on Kick and Twitch and their beef, but if I could like talk on them real quickly, I think, yeah, Twitch is still standing. I mean, you see, I feel like you go to Kick if your Twitch channel then got banned, or if you just don't overall have a good experience with Twitch and things. But anyways, but I'll do a longer, you know, episode talking on that and stuff. But anyways, yeah, getting back to TikTok and Instagram. But it's like, if TikTok, you know, the day when it most likely ends up, because, yeah, the rate that it's going, I'm like, yeah, they're trying to get bills passed to shut it down in the United States. And where a lot of people are going to go? They're going to go to YouTube. And then you're going to probably see where a lot of these guys, they're going to most likely go to Instagram. You know, because, yeah, I feel like a lot of, but, and that's the thing where it's like, it's just kind of messed up that it's like, you have to do that. You know, it's messed up that it's, well, I guess with these bills being passed. But I'm like, before that, though, I just still feel like that there was hostility between Instagram and TikTok. And I'm like, it shouldn't even be like that. You know, because when I think of it, I'm like, these are my tools. Now, I'm not trying to see where a hammer and a wrench, you know, like, stuff is going to break when they be in the same toolbox. I'm like, nah, bro, my thing is, and that's how I look at content creating. I look at it as, like, content creating is one big giant toolbox. Since when did tools fight with each other? You see the point that I'm trying to make? It just don't make no sense where it's like, you're trying to compete with this platform, and this platform's trying to compete with that platform. None of that competition stuff, look, whatever works for your guys's app, that's as far as it needs to go. But I'm like, oh, like Instagram, they got live streams, so TikTok gotta have live streams. Instagram got long videos, we gotta have long videos. Oh, now you can get a gang of likes and a gang of followers by just posting the TikTok. Now Instagram wants to mess up the algorithm. The algorithm is so weird. It's like, you'll post it, it's like a lot of hit or misses when it comes to TikTok and Instagram, when it comes to posting a TikTok and posting an Instagram reel. Because at the end of the day, you never really know, like, what video is going to do well on your account and stuff. And I'm like, and it's weird how it's like, I'll post, if you guys see, I wonder if, like, Social Blade will tell you how many, because I think they got, like, that option where you can see people's profiles and stuff. Like, besides YouTube, I think Social Blade, they do have it where you can see a person's, like, Instagram and TikTok and stuff. So let's open up. Google be taking forever. It be taking this sweet precious time. No, and I'll be trying to like look up stuff. All right, hold on. TMOS Boss. Click on that. Instagram. Let's overall see. Dang, a C minus on Instagram, but it won't let me know how many like videos or views I got and stuff to view, log in to your free. Do I not? I thought I was logged in. I thought I had like a Social Blade account. You mean to tell me there's like other? Nah, there's no way. I thought there was like, wait, that's crazy. All right, well, let's overall see. Okay, TMOS Boss. Click on that. TikTok. Let's see what I got. I got almost a D minus. Bro, I feel like I'm doing good on TikTok. What do you mean, bro? How do I got a D minus? That is some crazy stuff, bro. My grades are horrible with content creating. Bro, I'm like, this is just like school all over again. YouTube, I think I'm doing good on, yeah, B minus. There we go. There we go. That's some crazy stuff, man. I thought I was doing better than that. I thought I was doing better on TikTok than I was on YouTube and Instagram. And I'm like, that's the worst. That is some crazy stuff, man. But anyways, no, it's like, I don't even know how many Instagram reels that I have, but I know for, well, I know, okay, so I got over 3,000 posts, but I know not all of them are Instagram reels and videos and stuff, so, but yeah, with TikTok, though, on the other hand, it's like, yeah, I am posting almost 3,000 videos, and you would think, like, a good majority of those videos will be doing well, and it's, yeah, you know, a lot of times, like, but just getting back to my original statement, it's like, I'll post Instagram videos thinking, okay, well, let me bump my grade up, let me bump my social blade grade up for TikTok and things, and post my Instagram videos, and it's almost as if, like, it's cheating or something, like, I'm not allowed to post, like, I'm allowed to post, but it's like, it ain't gonna be valid, you know, so it's stuff like that, where overall, the point that I'm trying to make, that the algorithm stuff, how they got things going about, it needs to get thrown out the window. It's like, bro, I'm trying to do good when it comes to content creating, but it's like, when I'm having to sit down, record a gang of videos, and that's probably why I got so many TikTok videos in the first place, because I really don't know at the end of the day, what video is gonna be a hit or miss. So I'm like, I'd rather post so many videos rather than to post one, and then that one doesn't do good. So it's like, and same with Instagram, you know, it's like, I gotta post a bunch just so I can, like, get the views that I want to get and stuff, so I can be satisfied. But it doesn't even seem like that I'm, like, satisfied with the like the amount of attention. It's just, I'd be more so satisfied with the amount of content that I put out and stuff. So, and I guess that, I don't know, maybe it's like a learning lesson that I'm not really figuring it out too much right now. But yeah, it's like, at the end of the day, though, it shouldn't be a situation where it's like TikTok and Instagram is beefing with one another. When I post a video on one video from one platform to another platform, it don't do well, but I gotta post videos from that platform on the same platform in order for them to do well. Yeah, that's just some weird stuff, man. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on a podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.